I'll start by saying congratulations. You must be really thrilled to have the opportunity to get to the tour this year.
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely good news.
You've had a pretty illustrious career so far. You're, what, 36 now, so it's not exactly early in your career. Have you been anticipating getting there for a number of years?
With not really growing up with cycling, it was never one of those things that I felt like, you know, I know some guys, it's like tops on their list every year. They want to be there at the tour, and I was always kind of, you know, it's another bike race, and for sure, I'm really happy to get the opportunity to do it, you know, because like you said, I am in the later years of my career, so I feel really fortunate to get that opportunity to do that race.
Does it still feel like just another bike race, do you think?
It's definitely a big spectacle, and I know for a lot of people outside of cycling, it's one of the only races that really seems to have any value. So it's funny that way for you know, the guys who, that's our job, but for most people, that's kind of the big show, I reckon.
Yeah, that's a good point. Absolutely true. So, what do you think it was that prompted the team to bring you along this year? I know you had a couple of early time trial wins, and I'm sure that's going to be a part of it.
I think just, you know, the way my season kind of panned out, I was sick earlier on, and that allowed me to kind of build up for the Giro and be fresh through the Giro and come out of the Giro quite good, like quite healthy. So, you know, that's a big aspect, you know, having already a grand tour in your legs and still healthy and still feeling good. But also, you know, I've become more and more as years have come on and racing in the pro peloton and just be more effective in the sprint lead out and doing my job there. So, you know, we have a big emphasis with Gossi and Impey and Lancaster. So looking after those guys for the sketchy finales of the tour is always really important. I think I've just kind of gotten better year in, year out at that role. And then team time trial is really important to our team. So again, that's quite early on, and that's something I think we can be super effective at. And that's something I've been working on for, you know, quite a few years now, and can be really effective. We hope to have a good day there. And then obviously, stage 11 has a 33K individual time trial, so I just hope to have good legs on a day like that, and see what happens.
Earlier in your career, I got the impression that you preferred shorter stage races, but you've been getting into grand tours now, and this is just—I mean, it's just another, but the big grand tour. Are you happy with your general form over a 3-week race?
Well, yeah, it's a whole different, you know, the guys who fight for the overall in a grand tour just astound me. Like, I'm just constantly amazed that they can do that day in and day out. You know, it's one thing to suffer through a 5-day race or a 6-7 day race, and you know, you can really hang on, but these guys do it over 21 days, and you know, they gotta fight their way up in the snowy days and the Giro and going up these passes, and it's insane. So yeah, for me, I know I have good days and bad days, and I really try and make the most of it on the good days and be the most effective that I can for the team. But yeah, grand tours are a whole other can of worms. It's kind of amazing the different emotions you can go through in that you know, almost month long event. You can have some days where you're pretty much ready to pack it in,
I
and then
can imagine.
next thing you know, you feel on top of the world. So for sure, it's a special thing.
You took a break not going to the Nationals. Was it a team decision for you to not try and get the jersey to wear?
Yeah, I would have loved to have gone back, but just the logistics of it all, coming off of Slovenia and trying to make it to Canada and then rushing back here, it's too much, you know. You get just time zones and everything else. I think it's just too hard on the body. And, yeah, it's unfortunate because I love being Canadian and getting that opportunity to race with your national championship jersey is a great thing. So yeah, it's unfortunate, but just logistically, it's just not in the books.
Yeah, it makes sense. So how does it feel to be making history as part of the biggest contingent of Canadian racers at the tour?
Yeah, that's pretty cool to see, actually. I think it just goes to with the trajectory of Canadian cycling. I mean, you look at how many guys are in the Pro Tour this year, you know, compared to previous years. And I think, you know, you just have to go down the ranks. And it's a big thanks to the teams that have really tried in Canada to produce riders. If you look at all the guys that are there, it's all Symmetrics or Spider Tech. So yeah, that you see the effects of that, you know, later on down the road, and it's pretty cool to see that one, that we have so many guys in the Pro Tour, you know, but also in the Tour. I think that's a real first, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Yeah, history in the making. Yeah. And you get to be part of it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Symmetrics and Spider Tech, so Zach Bell took the road race.
Super happy to see that. Yeah.
When I was talking with him about it, he was looking for you to do something spectacular in the pack racing leading Goss up for the finish. Are you up to it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, that's those kinds of days, you know, sometimes your job is done 10K, 5K out from the finish, and you're just hanging on for dear life or you're already dropped at that moment. So, yeah, you know, that's the thing about cycling. It's a funny thing, but some of your best days are those days when you're done everything you can, sacrificed everything you can for your sprinters, and you're spit out the peloton and just riding in cross-eyed. That can be a really good day. So, yeah, you hope to be there as long as you can for your guys, and for me, that's a big goal here. So,
and I'm just going to ask to wrap up, who's your roommate for the tour?
I don't know actually yet. I'll have to find out, I guess, when I get into Corsica on Wednesday night.
Okay. Anything you want to say to the folks back home in Canada?
Yeah, thanks for the support all these years. It's always special being a Canadian because it seems like the people that do follow it are just truly passionate fans, and it's always great to see them on the side of the road because they really do stick out. So thanks for all that support.
I'm sure you get to see some Canadian flags along the side of the road in France.
Yeah, for sure.